32 Flavors by Kylie Gable, Mindy Harris, and Alyssa Page. Narrated by Amelia Devine. The Ferrari screeched to a halt in a mini mall parking lot. He loved the way that all the high school kids in the parking lot suddenly perked up when they saw the 458 that he got in his bonus back in 2010. The only thing that was more ridiculous than a 30-year-old executive in a $1,200 suit pursuing a 23-year-old countergirl at an ice cream parlor was that she didn't seem interested. He could give her opportunities that the minimum wage boys in her circle never could. He was a good-looking guy, and he was the one pursuing her. Didn't she see what an idiot she was being? As Kevin Kane walked into Angie's 32 Flavors, the four girls working the counter straightened up. Miranda ran to go grab Tina from the back room. Tina and Kevin were always the topic of conversation as he made no effort to hide his attraction to her. Miranda and Nora were naturally attracted to him. Even without the money, he was cute. He was only 5'9", but he had luxuriously thick brown hair and an easy smile that seemed to light up the whole room. His eyes were only on Tina. She was an Italian-American girl, dark hair, feisty temper, and no reluctance to say whatever was on her mind. She liked Kevin at a distance, but he wasn't her type, and his pushy attempts to sweep her off her feet were having the opposite effect. She was a very attractive girl with piercing eyes, Monroe hips, and a perky pair of 36 C's that turned guys' heads. "Hello, Kevin," she greeted. "The usual today?" "If by usual you mean hitting on you," he replied.
"And me turning you down?" asked Tina.
"Actually, I meant the ice cream."
"See, why do you always go and spoil it?" said Kevin.
"I've seen the losers that you hang out with. I'm successful, good-looking, and everything you could hope for in a guy. You need to wake up."
"Oh, really?" seethed Tina. She didn't appreciate having her friends called losers, regardless of how much money this guy had.
"You're lucky I pay attention to you at all. I have much hotter girls throwing themselves at me," added Kevin, pouring gasoline on Tina's fiery temper.
"Since you put it that way, come back here," purred Tina, lifting the arm, keeping customers from stepping behind the counter.
"Can't you get in trouble for this?" asked Kevin, stepping behind the counter. The store was empty and